Welcome to the Rod and Rain Show. I'm Al Rod.
And Lady Rain here.
And today we will be discussing the Scream series. We're going to rank them similar to what we did with Saw. And we're going to rank them from what we feel was the worst installment all the way to the best. So,
well, that's what you're going to do. I'm going to be doing what was like the least tolerable to the most tolerable. Because they're all just not necessarily great movies to me. Okay. So my ranking is like, which movies could I just not stand all the way up to, like, which ones can that work for me? Could I tolerate?
Okay.
Instead of worst at best, because I'm like, I don't really want to call any of them the best. So...
Okay, so
gonna be.
I guess Rain has already given away what she thinks about this series about as a whole. She does not think this is worth shit, apparently.
It's not one of my favorites for horror time watching.
Okay, not your cup of tea.
It's entertaining, but yeah, we'll get into it.
Okay.
So we'll let you go. You go first.
I'm really anticipating, you know, your opinions. So, but yeah, I'll start with my number six. In the number six spot for me, and I guess this is going to be a little controversial. I don't know, because it seems to me within the fan community, this particular installment is held in pretty high regard. But I think this one is fairly overrated, and it's Scream 2. I think Scream 2 is the worst of the Scream offerings. I don't know if I can say definitively so, because there's maybe one or two other installments that there are elements of it that I have kind of a strong dislike for, but Scream 2, just across the board, it was just a big meh to me. Like, when I was younger, it was one of my favorite just movies. Not even just talking within the Scream series or whatever, but when...
Really?
Yeah, it was just one of my favorite movies to watch and rewatch.
Scream 2?
Scream 2 was just entertaining as hell to me.
Wow. I want to watch a movie today. Scream 2.
But I was a kid, so it's like... You know, this was what?
Even still.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but it's like, I was just into, like, I had a moment where I was, like, really into all that, like, all of the, like, teen horror stuff.
Okay, like, all right. If that was like, a genre kinda, you were feeling, I guess.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, Scream, The Faculty, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay.
those just hit at a time where it's, like, my, like, pre-teenage brain was just like locked into that for whatever reason. So yeah, Scream 2 was like around that, it hit around that same time, and I was just into it. But like watching it now, and this is like, I want to say we watched it last year, and I think that was the first time where I was like, oh, that movie didn't hold up as much as
I think we watched them last year.
I think we watched them last year.
Yeah.
And that was the first time where I was like, that didn't hold up. And then watching it again a few days ago, I was like, this really doesn't hold up. Because I think the big thing is like, I like a lot of like the setup. Randy's always entertaining. Dewey is always like a cool character to watch. Mm-hmm. But it's like some of the stuff going on within like the college environment, Sid and her new boyfriend, it's like he's just there solely to be a red herring. He's not a character. The Mickey reveal, and then the reveal of Billy's mother being a ghost face, I just thought it was just not, it didn't have impact. And it just felt like the motivation wasn't that strong to me. It just, two was just a dud to me. And I just, for the life of me, I do not understand why the Scream fanatics are so enthusiastic about that installment in particular, and they're so down on Scream 3. I don't get it. But I mean,
so much I want to say to respond to this, but I gotta
wait. But like, I can get into like when I get to 3, I can get into like what obviously fans were reacting to about that in terms of their dislike. But I just think thematically, Scream 2's kind of weak, and it's a lame movie to me. Even like taking into consideration the satire that's included or whatever, that just wasn't enough to hold it up. So yeah, Scream 2 is at the bottom for me.
So Scream 2 was in my toss-up of what was going to take my bottom slot.
Okay.
It was in my bottom slot for the majority of our viewing, mm-hmm. until we got to Scream 5. Scream 5 is in my bottom spot.
Okay.
Because it was the most infuriating viewing experience out of all the movies we watched. Out of all the screens while we were watching them, it was the movie that I was feeling stabby just watching the movie. I was just angry.
Yeah, I recall while we were watching it, you were clearly like triggered by a lot.
I was just,
but
it was pissing me off.
You didn't go into detail about specifically what was triggering you, so yes. Now's your chance.
Now
please.
Is my chance. Scream 5 made me so mad that I actually picked up the notebook to start writing down all the shit that was pissing me off. I wasn't taking notes for any of the other screens had watched up to that point. But when we got to 5, I just got so mad that I was like, I have to write some shit down. Because I did not want to forget it. I wrote shit down for 6 too, but that's because Scream 5 made me pick up the notebook. But none of the others leading up to it made me just so, until 5. So, yeah. I didn't I feel like the killers were just immediate giveaways to me. I didn't like that. It didn't really feel like a whodunit. Of like, who could it be? Like, Richie gave me killer vibes from the beginning. Amber gave me killer vibes from the beginning. Like, I knew they were trying to throw in some other people as some red hair. I'm like, there was never, I knew it was Richie. I knew it was Amber. And it just, so it took the mystery out of it for me, first of all. And I feel like one part of Scream that I can kind of appreciate is, like, if you haven't seen them before or haven't seen them in a while, I guess, there is that whodunit element to it where you're like, man, who could it be? Who wants these people dead now? Especially after Scream 1. You're like, who else is keeping this shit going? But, like, you get to Scream 5, and I'm like, look at this dude. It's this guy. Like, he gave me killer vibes. Amber was killerish from the beginning because she was just trying too damn hard to seem like the caring friend. That pissed me off. I wrote down poor Dewey because how Dewey went out just pissed me off. Like, the dude should know by now, just you need to shoot. Like, why he walked away and then was like, oh, that's right, I gotta go back and shoot him in the head. I'm like, you should have did that automatically, Dewey. This ain't new to you. Like, that was frustrating. What else did I write? I didn't like how there were multiple opportunities, like, in the climax where the shit could have just been ended and Sam was, like, just hesitating to, like, kill people. Like, they were in the house and I'm like, what the fuck is she hesitating for? You're giving them opportunities to, like, get control back, like just fucking shoot them or stab them or whatever weapon she had. Because I just wrote down, I was like, why is Sam hesitating? Like, it was like pissing me off. I didn't like that the motive felt like a just kind of a duplicate of Scream 4, where it was like, we're celebrity chasing, we want the status, we want the whatever. I'm like, we just had that in 4. With Richie and Amber, they were like, we're gonna go down in history as the as Ghostface 2, and I'm just like, we've already had that.
I'll react to this when I get to, whenever I get to Scream 5 online. But it felt redundant
to me.
Yeah, that wasn't really it, though. That wasn't their primary motivation.
Okay, well, I'll let you respond to that. I didn't like that they just kept giving Amber opportunities to talk. I know that's a part of the Scream thing, like, you know, the killer's going to monologue, but I'm like, shut the fuck up. I hated Amber a lot in this movie. She made me mad.
You're supposed to.
I know, but I didn't hate anybody as much as I hated her in this whole series. I think the hospital itself pissed me off in this fucking movie. Like, nobody works in the hospital, and it was just so unbelievable, like, how access to them in this hospital was. Mm-hmm. That pissed me off. I didn't like that, and I wrote it down for two movies here. I didn't like how they threw in the character trait of Tara having asthma, and it didn't really have shit to do with shit. Other than, like, in 5, like, I've got to get my inhaler from Amber before we skip town. But it's like, it's not like she had an asthma attack somewhere. She wasn't hindered. Like, she could have got to the next town and got a new inhaler. Like, she wasn't dying. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they gave her this illness, and it's supposed to be a weakness, but it did not play into anything plot-wise.
Other than getting her back.
Other than getting her back to the house. And there could have been another way to get her back to that house.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. Yeah. So that's what I wrote down. Like, when I put it on my list, I wrote down asthma. I was just like, what was the whole point of giving her asthma if it was not going to be like a plot point that was going to have us on edge?
Yeah.
I wrote it down for 5 and 6. Because they'd just give you a scene of her puffing her inhaler. And I'm like, she's not even like actively attacking, she's just standing there like, what does she need to puff for? And then it's not ever an issue for her. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, my lungs are closing and I can't function and save us without my inhaler. That was never the thing.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like that was just a dumb trait to give her. I wrote down that I hated Chad's girlfriend. I think that's just because I didn't like her face. I didn't like the character of Chad's girlfriend, and she didn't even really need to be there. This movie just made me stabby. Like, there was a bunch of elements that made me mad. To me, I thought the plot felt redundant enough, similar enough to 4, that I'm like, the motive was dumb. I didn't like that. I knew that Richie and Amber were the killers from the beginning, but I also just didn't like that those were who the killers ended up being, if that makes sense. I don't know who I would have preferred the killers to have been, but, like, having Richie be the killer, I was just like, eh. Like, I didn't like that choice, because I just felt like Sam, to have only known him for, like, 6 months, knowing her history, like, I don't know. I guess she hadn't been attacked yet by a ghost face, so she was out there just trusting folks. But I just felt like it was an unbelievable relationship, I guess, for her to have not seen it herself sooner at that. I just thought it was a poor storyline. It was not an enjoyable watch. It was the satire couldn't save it. Like, there wasn't anything in that one that could save it for me. And then they killed Dewey on top of it, so that pissed me off. Dewey was, like, my favorite.
Yeah, I love Dewey.
Yeah. So that's why it's at the bottom. It made me angriest. Scream 5 made me angriest, so that's why it had to go on the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to kind of counter some of that, or
you can
and when I get to that particular one. Yeah. But my number 5 is Scream 6. I kind of go back and forth a lot, but mainly, like, the thing with Scream 6 is that I think the way they stage some of the deaths are really cool. I think some of the Ghostface kills in this are just I don't know, they're brutal, but it's just like they, I feel like even though they didn't film in New York, they used that particular environment to their advantage to really give us something different. Like the scene in the bodega, I thought was like very, like it was very tense.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing Ghostface, like
using a shotgun,
using a shotgun instead was just different. Yeah. The scene at the subway on the train mm-hmm. was just like really a cool moment of like high tension, but.
But it's number five on your list.
It's number five on my list because when I think of the movie as a whole, this didn't do anything. Like, it wasn't even... I don't even think this movie said a whole lot. And this was the movie that solidified to me that they cannot wring much else out of this franchise. Because Scream 6 just felt so empty by the end of it. Like there's nothing else to really say, unless you're going to like I know a big thing is that they you know they call attention to a lot of the tropes that goes on within like the horror genre or whatever, mm-hmm. And. In Scream at the end of Scream 6, like you know when. They have the ghost face reveal and they do the monologue or whatever. And then it's like, that's the moment where, you know, the themes are like further illuminated or whatever. And then like when they're talking and just kind of giving their spiel, I'm like, y'all really kind of forced it. It's like when she says, you know how easy it was to just turn people against you or whatever. Yes. And I'm like, we didn't really see, I don't know. I felt like that just didn't have the same weight as anything else like in the series, you know, leading up to that. It didn't have the same pop. It's right. like whereas like when, I feel like when other reveals happen, it just kind of, I don't know. I feel like that's where the themes really come out, and a lot of things start to resonate. Whereas, like here, it was basic revenge, and that was it. Like, really, the primary motivation was revenge, and I think on some level, at least half of the Ghostface killers seem to be to have that as a big motivating factor, mm-hmm. but. There was always like a little something else there that made more of a grand statement. And I felt like this was just like, this was so cheap. And it was Scream 6 to me that really solidified this is a series with literally nothing else to say. Yeah. I don't even know. Unless you really, I feel like at this point, Scream has to be more self-deprecating instead of just kind of poking, like generally poking fun at the genre.
Right.
Like it needs to look at certain things that they are doing that is now kind of hacky.
Right.
And they're not doing that. And it's like you're so scathing in your satire and your critique of other things, but it's like there are certain things you're doing that I feel like you're not addressing. Because I don't know, I feel like you're afraid to be too hard hitting on yourself because you don't want to call yourself out. But there's some cheap shit that they're doing, even within five when I get to it, like that I wanna address that they just completely glossed over.
Hmm.
And
I'm interested to see where five is on your list.
Yeah, it's just you know, I feel like they kinda For Scream to kind of have more to say, they have to stop punking out and really poke fun at itself. And yeah. They're not doing that. they're kind of just keeping
it. They're still keeping it on the genre.
They're keeping it so generalized. Yeah. And I don't think that's not courageous to me.
Right.
Like, there's nothing interesting in that. So Scream 6 is my number 5. And it's really because it really had nothing to say. And it pretended it did when it didn't. So,
in listening to you, like, so my bottom three could have all been, like, just in slot 6 to me. Like, I had a very hard time actually ranking these because I knew what I wanted for number 1. I kind of knew what I wanted for number 2, but then everything else could have been number 6 to me. So I feel like everything else is tied for the bottom. So I'm like, I'll tell you what's my number 5, but there are a lot of points about my number 4 that could also have made it my number 5. Like, it could be lower, but I'm like, I had to pick something.
Yeah,
cool. So my number 5 is Scream 2.
Okay.
Because I already had something in slot 6, because it was in my slot 6 until we got to, like I said, Scream 5. So I've got Scream 2 down in the 5th spot. For a lot of the same reasons that you said, like, I actually put down in my little just one-line note to remind me why I put it there, I just put throwaway movie. Like, as in feeling like it was just a throwaway.
Scream 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it just felt like a throwaway story to me. Where I'm like, I didn't care that it was Loomis's mom and that she recruited Mickey.
I totally
like
agree.
I was just like, what is this? Like, yeah, I didn't care, like, about just, the setting. I didn't care about most of the people who died. I did not care.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, just throw it all away. Like, that's how I felt about
it. It's like some of the scares are, like, kind of cool. Like, some of the kills are, but it's like, you know,
I didn't care about the college setting. I didn't care about the sorority shit. I didn't care about that dumbass boyfriend, like you said, that they were putting there just to make you think he was the killer.
Exactly.
But yeah, I also didn't care about Cotton, because did we see Cotton in Scream 1, or we just heard his name?
I think we saw him on TV.
Okay, but that was, like, the only mention of him, right? Yeah. Because, like, when he showed up in 2, it took me a moment to even realize, like, who the fuck is this? Like, who is Cotton? They're like, oh, this is the dude that Sydney's mom messed with. And I'm just like, wait, where was all of that? Because, of course, they just talk about it in Scream.
Yeah.
But there's no context to it visually. So I'm just like, wait, what? And then they bring him in, and then you're like, well, maybe he is. It was like, I hate the false red. I hate it. And, yeah, I just felt like that whole movie, I did not care. And so I wanted it in spot 6, but it just didn't. I wasn't angry watching it. I was just kind of blah watching it. So that's why Scream 5 went to the bottom, because it just got me so damn hot and triggered. But Scream 2, I was just like, I don't care about this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's on, and, you know, don't want Sydney to die. But other than that, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, kind of same with me, man. Like, it's at the bottom of my list, and I want to say, like, when I was younger, I think I just kind of liked watching it, and now that I'm older and I just look to get more out of things, it's like, this movie's not giving me much.
It wasn't. That's, and it was. Did give me one point of anger. It just triggered my mind. That fucking scene in the car crash when this bitch was like, I just gotta know who it is, and when Sydney was like, I was talking about how Sydney pissed me off with going back to the car after the car crash.
She
was like, I gotta know who it is, and I'm like, no the fuck you don't. If you going back, you need to kill him immediately. Like, that pissed me off. I'm like, that just didn't feel like a Sydney decision. Like, for Sydney to have been on the run, knowing that people are trying to kill her.
Yeah.
But then she's going to be like, I'm going to go back. And I need to go see who it is. Knowing he ain't dead.
Right.
Because you surely didn't get the gun off the windshield and shoot him.
Right.
But you're going to go back after having to, like, risk climbing over him. Risk your friend climbing over him. Y'all both got out safely. But then your ass want to go back? That was not a Sydney authentic decision.
Yeah, that was weird decision making for sure.
Like, for her. Like, for her, she's supposed to be, like, level-headed and, like, have logic in this because she wants to fucking stay alive. And her thought is, I gotta know.
They could have easily found some other way to separate them again, if that's what, because that's only what that was there for, was to get them separated so Ghostface can come out and kill Elise Neal.
Exactly. It's like
they could have found any other way to do that without making Sydney just stupid for 5 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just like, if anything, like, I guess make the roommate be the one to do it, or so, I don't know, but that just didn't feel like some shit that Sydney would do.
Yeah.
No, but then she
make the roommate do it. Everybody gonna be like, "You black, don't do this. What are you doing?"
This is also true, so I don't know, but it didn't make sense. Or she could have like pulled the mask off of him while she was climbing over him or some shit if you really wanted to know. But like to be safely out of the car, away from him, and be like, let me put myself back in harm's way.
Yeah.
Knowing that this nigga wants me dead.
Yeah.
Dumb. Yeah. So I didn't care about the movie overall. I didn't care about who the killers were.
I will say, though, I think a big part of, like, what got me when I was younger, too, and I still like it now, is Scream 2's opening is really good to me. I really love the opening. Like
I'm trying to remember the opening.
At the theater, Jada Pinkett.
Oh, yeah.
That opening, like, right away.
See, that opening feels so unrealistic, though.
Well, of course. I mean, it's a Scream movie. But it's true. I don't know. It's just, it caught my attention right away.
It did.
So.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if you got to think about the openings of all of the Screams, I would say that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I think the first one kind of edges it out, though, just because of how unexpected it was. Scream 2's is like, just visually, it just was really arresting. Like, it got me immediately. Like, oh, shit, let me watch the rest of this. Yeah. I, like, remember my, like, first reaction seeing that. Because Scream 2 was actually it was not my first Scream movie. I saw Scream 1 before that. Because I saw Scream 1 when I was, like, 9.
Which is crazy. I can't remember when I had seen Screams. I know I've seen the first Scream, like, probably teenage years. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I saw any of the other Screams until I met you. I may have seen some of Scream 2.
Yeah.
But that's it. I had never seen Scream 3, never seen, when was 4?
4 was like,
'cause 5
2010? It was like.
It was, okay, yeah, was so I hadn't later. Seen 3 or 4, and then the other ones came out since we've been together, so we watched those together.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I had seen Scream 1, but I want to say I was like a teen.
Yeah, Scream 3, me and my friend Kenneth saw on base when I want to say I was like 6th or 7th grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that came out in 2000 and we went to see that one. So yeah, I saw pretty much the first 3 as they were released.
Yeah. I just never had a interest in, I guess, just the dude in a ghost face mask. And I just was never. It didn't grab me to be like, oh, I've got to go see what that's about.
Like, horror was my shit around that time. Like, I just had to see every horror movie. And if it had, like, if it just had teenagers in it, I was I was there. So,
That's different. So that was my number
Scream
5.
Scream 2's your number 5. Yeah. So you had a 5 and then 2.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm at my number 4.
Yeah.
My number 4 is Scream 2022. Scream 5.
Scream 5, yeah.
So, this is my number 4. And there's a lot I like in this one. I like the new cast. I actually like the new cast quite a bit. I wish some of them had a little more to them. But I like Sam. Yeah, I like Sam, her younger sister. Like, I really like them. I think they play very well off each other. And I feel like the rest of the characters are solid. They're not, like, wholly unlikable or anything. I just wish there was just a little more to them. And, but I will say, like, just to counter some of the stuff that you did bring up. What was... So, yeah, like you said, you didn't like the idea of Richie being a killer. You thought Richie and Amber were too obvious and stuff. Yeah. And I think the movie itself is trying to kind of put that in your face anyway, though. Because it's like, soon as he sits down with Dewey, Dewey's telling him, like, he's your love interest. He's definitely the... Like, because you just look at the title. It's just Scream. And there's a reason this is called Scream. Yeah, it's like we're revisiting. It's like they're literally going back and like doing the same structure from that first film. Yeah. So, all of that kind of plays into that.
Yeah.
And you said also that the you felt like the Ghostface motivations were kind of a retread of what they did in 4.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't think it was, primarily because Amber and Richie were huge fans of the Stab franchise.
Right.
And their main motivation, like this Scream 5 was mainly a commentary on toxic fandom.
Right.
And like the basement dwelling nerds who feel like they just have ownership
of
these franchises, and it's their whole identity is wrapped up in like their love for the franchise. And Richie and Amber were pissed at the direction the franchise was going, and they were trying to
make their own installment.
Yeah, they were trying to use they were basically trying to create a real world scenario that would inspire another Stab movie to get it back on track.
And they just lucked into, Billy Loomis had a daughter.
Pretty much.
And now my boyfriend's her boyfriend too.
Yeah. Right. I'm just explaining how it is different. I'm like, it's not the same exact.
And then I want to know, like, when she told Richie that her dad was Billy Loomis. Because I feel like she probably wasn't just walking around telling people that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I have to go back and look.
They were only
that did kind of catch me.
I'm like, how did he know she was his daughter for him to put this whole thing in? Like, I don't know. I felt like there are some holes in the story because Tara didn't even know. And Tara had to get stabbed to end up in the hospital to get Sam to show up in town. And I'm like, I find it hard to believe that she's just telling her boyfriend of 6 months, my dad was a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean.
And then for him to be dating Amber, who's in town being best friends with Tara, but Tara and Sam have been separated for 5 fucking years.
Yeah, I just bought.
Of course, I'm over here overthinking the fucking Scream movie, but.
No, I think you just have to be willing to buy that she would tell him something. Like he was just clearly in the know about like her taking meds and all kinds
true,
of shit.
True, but so I'm like, if you knew he was like a Stab fanatic, like how did she not know he was a Stab fanatic? Because I don't know that I would have told him that my dad's Billy Loomis if I knew he was like a Stab. Like that just seems.
But she didn't know that.
I know, but how didn't she for him to be the toxic fan that he was?
Because he would be purposefully hiding it from her.
That's dumb. he worked together. I'm pretty sure they were sleeping. Like, I just don't know how you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
didn't have that shit like on like toxic fans got posters, figured like they got everything. So he just didn't have any evidence of him being a Stab fan.
He's not gonna give that away. Like that's a. But this is a guy who actually. He has intent to actually. Carry out some fucked up shit.
Right, but do you think that he had intent? Like, so he always had a plan of, I'm going to make a stab movie. I'm going to make stab movies better again, right?
Yeah.
And so he just lucked in to dating Billy Loomis.
I don't think
how would he have known that, how would he know to go find Billy Loomis's daughter to put his plan in motion?
I have to go back to the movie, but I think he explained how
How did he find Sam?
I think
he knew she was Billy Loomis's daughter.
I think he explained that. I do. I have to. I can't tell you the exact explanation.
It's like, but that was all in his plan.
It wasn't
I'm going to go date Billy Loomis'
daughter. It wasn't
just
chance. Like, he didn't just happen to find this girl.
I just want to know how he would go about finding her as if she's just out advertising, hey, y'all, I'm Billy Loomis' daughter.
Yeah.
Like, he'd have to know she was that for him to then go be like, all right, I've got to go woo my way in. But she's not just walking around announcing that to people, I'm sure.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Sam and Billy Loomis, serial killer. That's my dad. And then, you know, how do you find that information? You out there checking birth records and shit? Like, Billy Loomis, did he have a daughter? I don't know. Anyway.
But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is my number.
This is number four.
It's my number four. And I think it's just fitting because there's stuff I like. Stuff that I like about it. But then there's stuff that I just found lacking. I felt like Sydney was really forced in this one. I feel like they didn't find a clever way to bring her back.
I agree.
I
don't know that they needed to bring her back.
They didn't. And this is part of the thing where I feel like a screen could really be more self-deprecating and poke at itself, because, like, yes, you're calling this screen and you're kind of, following certain models that are happening now, where it's like, okay, like with Halloween,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's Halloween, except they're ignoring all the previous continuity in there,
mm-hmm.
and
they're pretending
after that original Halloween doesn't exist,
didn't happen, right?
We're just kind of picking up from the original, and the only reason they're doing that is because they just feel like the fans are so attached to Jamie Lee Curtis. They think Jamie Lee Curtis is the secret sauce. And it's like, you have Halloween Kills. People aren't really that into it. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind Halloween Kills.
We gotta do those next.
I thought the Halloween 2018 was actually kind of weak, personally. And then you have Halloween Ends. Everybody hates it. So was it really worth it?
Was it worth it?
Is she that much of a secret sauce?
I actually preferred the Rob Zombie Halloween.
I did too. But it's like, look, and Scream is doing the same thing. You bring a legacy character like Sid back, except the way you bring her back is just so flimsy. It's so tacked on.
To have her name.
And it's like, I don't mind Sydney. Like, if you can find a way to bring her in and it actually means something.
And you're putting her to use.
Fine.
Right.
But it's like, you just grabbed her and said, hey, she's,
hey,
I heard what was going on. Let me come. For what? You have a whole family somewhere else. Like, what? Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. I just thought that was just.
I'm not a cop. I'm not not an assassin. Like, what do you need to bring me in for?
I just thought and it's like, I don't mind Nev Campbell. Like, awesome. Like, but it's just, find a better way to include her if you're going to have her.
Right.
It just felt like, that was not. And it's like the movie that, like, Scream doesn't even address that. And that's, like, so in your face. Like, but it's like, they don't even touch that. Actually, they do. They kind of, like, address, we're bringing back legacy characters, blah, 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 and all that. But
yeah.
They
put it in their thing.
Yeah.
But you don't do shit with her. You're bringing her back.
Yeah.
To what?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one big part that kind of bugged me. Like, when I was watching it again, I was like, Sid really feels tacked on to this.
Like, she's not doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm sitting here thinking, like, what did she do in that movie that we needed her there to do?
It's like you halfway don't need Gale, but I can understand her presence because killings happen. She's gonna want to report. She's gonna want to report on it. It's material for her.
Content. Yeah.
Sid, I don't know. I felt like. I mean, yeah, it's like shit happening in Woodsboro. She may feel some kind of like.
But she has no responsibility real ties to Woodsboro. I'm just like. She's done with that.
Yeah. So that was a.
And I'm sure she doesn't want to put herself back in that danger now that she's got a fucking family.
Yeah.
She's got a husband. She's got a life. I'm not going to go throw myself back in. The nigga ain't after me. He after Sam and Tara. Like, why am I going to show up?
Yeah, but I liked Amber as a killer. I thought she was cool. Richie, like, I understood him, I guess. But it's like, it didn't feel like in their reveal, it didn't feel as like pointless as like Scream 6 and Scream 2. Like, I think those are some of the worst Ghostface reveals in the series by far.
I agree.
Because it just didn't do anything.
Yeah, you're like, okay, and?
A big part of my dislike with Scream 5 is that, like, I just don't, I think Sid was just really forced into that. And, but I do like the new character additions to the franchise. I thought they were cool. And, that's
your number four?
It's kind of like middle of the road, and I think it's appropriate there.
All right. So, while we have these movies in different spots, we do have the same bottom three. Because my number four is Scream 6.
Your number four is Scream 6, okay.
Yeah, so we have the same movies in our bottom three. They're just in different spots.
Okay, interesting.
And again, all of my bottoms could have been number six, ranked as number six, but I just had to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
So Scream 6 is number four, but that's not saying so much that it's so much above like Scream 5 and Scream 2 to me. It just had to go somewhere. So I wrote down, I'm surprised it's not lower. I got a whole page for Scream 6. I didn't like the opening on this one with the chick on the date, the film teacher.
I liked that. You didn't like that?
I did not. Because I'm like, who the fuck is she? Like, I don't care. I didn't care.
I fucked with that. I thought that was so cool.
I didn't like it.
I thought that was cool as hell.
I didn't like how... Okay, this is supposed to be, what, about 6 months after Scream 5, they said?
I thought it was a year.
Was it a year?
That's what I thought. Am I tripping? I thought it was
either way, that's still not a long enough time after, you know, almost being murdered by Ghostface.
Sure.
I didn't like how in that amount of time, Tara is already just so damn careless about her fucking life, where she's like, just let me go. Just let me make bad decisions. Just let me, like, she just didn't care about her well-being at all, like at the house party and shit. And she just let herself get that drunk, and she was gonna let all that. What? And then she had the nerve to get mad at Sam for coming in to save her in the moment. And I'm like, I don't even know why she would have went. Like, I wouldn't have been that comfortable going to a house party yet after I almost got killed at one a year ago. And her circle, because the twins were there too. And I'm like, why are y'all here? And it's Halloween time.
I see what you're saying, and. You know, I can't necessarily say you're wrong or anything, but I feel like people can cope with traumatic situations in a number of ways. And some people, they kind of just go inward and isolate themselves. And then some people just kind of just escape in ways where they
I would believe that for Tara. I'd give it to Tara because she's younger.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to...
It's like you just lose yourself.
Yeah, like you want to act like the shit didn't happen.
Yeah.
I give it to Tara. The other part of that So it was like twofold. The other part of that is I also didn't like how all of a sudden Sam is in a relationship with the hot guy from across the street. And I'm like, your last boyfriend was literally a fucking murderer a year ago. Mm. And you're already,
that's a good point,
like, so comfortable to be having this relationship and trusting another love interest. Mm. And you just were almost killed a year ago. And Sam is like the older, like, she's already overly protective of Tara, but she's not overly protective of herself. To where she's like, I don't need to be in a relationship with anybody because I can't trust men right now.
It's hypocrisy.
The last one I trusted tried to fucking kill me because I'm the daughter of a serial killer. Like,
yeah, it's
so that felt out of character for me that the hot guy across the street is actually her secret boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, one, to have a secret boyfriend that your people don't even know about so that if he does end up being a killer, nobody would fucking know. Because you're not leaving breadcrumbs for nobody. And then two, being willing to be in a relationship so close to almost being killed. I didn't like that.
It's like she has her. No sense of self-preservation.
Almost. Right, but you've got terror preservation.
Yeah,
so I didn't like that for her. What else did I write? That was just a statement. Reminding myself who the killers were. I'll get back to that. I wrote down, where are the people? Because I felt like everywhere they went in fucking New York, there was just nobody. I was like, how are you in New York City? And there was like nobody around when the apartment murders were going down. There was like nobody on the streets when they were like out by the bodega barely, other than the people who were in the bodega.
Yeah,
the people in there. But I'm like, y'all are in New York fucking city and there are never witnesses ever. Like no people at all in New York. That pissed me off.
What's her? She got stabbed up in front of her house, and saw and screamed.
Yes, five. Yes. I didn't.
That's
I didn't,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, this I didn't write, like, but that was Woodsboro.
I mean, this. And it's. I mean,
and I
kinda,
mentioned it when we watched it too.
I'm kind of used to that,
but yeah. But I'm like, fucking New York. this is ridiculous. I wrote down fucking convenient ass ladder. Like the nigga had a whole 20-foot fucking ladder in his like fifth floor apartment in New York. That was just hilarious.
What are you using that for?
Police were pointless because you always hear the sirens after shit then went down.
Oh man, that was
so dumb.
I'm
sure New York has a bunch of police officers and there's never one around the corner.
Yeah, they're all dead. Woo, woo, woo.
Exactly. Every time, like, we made it, we escaped. Woo, woo, woo. Like, where the fuck were you? I put Butterfingers with guns.
Because
nobody could seem to hold on to a gun long enough to actually shoot somebody.
Fuck. I already did Scream 6, right?
Yeah.
That was something. Go ahead. You can keep going. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
There was something
you're fine.
I forgot to bring up, man.
Go ahead. This is a
back
and forth.
No, I was
going to
say something that just pissed me off in this particular movie is that these victims take severe punishment. In Scream 6.
Oh,
I mean,
you know
some
what?
This
of might the, be tied to what I'm about to say.
Some of the worst this stabbings.
Might, this might be tied to my next point.
And these people are just fine. The entire core four
I
survived.
I wrote down the twins didn't die.
Crazy.
And I was just like, not only that, but fucking Mindy's ass was running when the whole showdown was over.
Oh my
to the, I'm
God.
I'm like, you got stabbed in the gut. Multiple times on the subway, and you are running like you shouldn't be in a like you were just in the. How did you even get discharged from the hospital with those fucking?
They killed
injuries?
Chad five times.
Chad. Been
Chad
dead.
Should have been.
Chad should be gone. And
that was, and they make it a point to show how brutal it is.
Yes,
so
like,
it's like
I know they hit arteries. Like you're that night. I know where the heart is, and that knife went where the heart's at. You should be dead.
Yeah, Scream 6 gets a big...
Nobody died.
Yeah, like, the I felt like the set pieces were creative enough to keep it from, like, last place. But the stakes are, like, none when you're doing that amount of damage to people and then they're just...
Yeah, you're
okay.
Almost making them superhuman again.
It's like...
And it's like, you can't do that. People have to die.
It's like
or don't
got,
have them get stabbed in, like, lethal ways.
Yeah, it's like, you can't, dude, like, have the balls, man. Like, kill Gail. Why, or kill, you gotta
right.
kill somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Like, for
I don't
you to
care
come back
is.
And be like, hey, I called the hospital. Mindy and Gail are gonna be all right. What?
God, man.
How?
Yeah, that How? Was weak, dude. That was weak. I'm sorry, that was How? Weak.
And what was the whole point of giving Gale a boyfriend to do nothing but die?
Nothing. Like, I don't even think he... Did he have a line?
Oh, he had a line when he picked up the phone. He was like, he says it's the killer. Like, and he just delivered that line with like, no that was urgency. Not
like, that...
The like, voice, I would have hung up and called 911.
The voice we heard when Gale had the phone had to be the same voice he heard. Why are you so calm?
But what kills me is, you know you're dating Gale Weathers. Yeah. She wrote the fucking all Stabs books.
Based on real shit.
Based on real shit. And someone calls and says, it's the killer. Yeah. And your first thought is to give her the fucking phone?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Like, yeah. Why are you not hanging up like, and calling 911? Hey, someone's after Gale Weathers. Here's our address.
Fucking ridiculous.
And he was a black guy. Yeah. I'm like, sir. He said, it's the killer. And your first thought was like, hey, boo, phone. He said, it's the killer.
Want to talk to him?
Want to talk to him? I know you know you've been chased multiple times and wrote books about it, had movies made about it, yeah. But the killer's on the phone.
Want to have talk lunch. To him? You want to have lunch.
Like, I'm sitting here like, that was how you got to Gale? Because she had a dumbass boyfriend? Like, there wasn't another way to, like, get Gale stabbed again? Yeah, that shit was ridiculous. Yeah. Then, I wrote down, yeah, the twins didn't die. Again, I was mad about the asthma shit because you have Tara taking her inhaler while they're in the shrine theater for what? Like she,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she just randomly takes a puff of her inhaler. I'm like, nothing's going on right now. First of all, it was just like,
yeah, they failed to make her asthma a thing.
Yes, it's like if you're gonna give her asthma, then she needs to be able to like not fight back because she's having an asthma attack. She needs to be in the middle of a battle. And she can't get to her inhaler. And so now she's at risk of dying either from asthma or the killer because she can't get to her shit.
Yeah, they don't.
But
really...
she's just standing around in like a transition scene, taking a puff of her inhaler, but she's breathing just fine and she's not under duress. And I'm like,
they do such a poor job.
There was no point in giving her asthma.
Generating tension from her asthma. Like, they should have made it more present.
They should have made it like while she was hanging off the shit in the theater or something, she couldn't breathe. Yeah. And she's like, I need my inhaler. And I dropped. Like, it was not it was a non-issue. She just had asthma.
Yeah, you just forget after a while.
Yeah, and I think they did at least two scenes where she took a puff of her inhaler in this movie. And they were at two very just dull-ass moments in the movie.
But there's never a point where, there's, a high-tension moment and, you know, she's
she
having
can't
an attack
breathe.
Or something.
Yeah, she's never in a moment of attack. We've seen the times we saw her use her inhaler, she was just standing around.
Yeah.
She's... Like, one at the house and I think one in the theater when y'all were waiting for the setup. But she was not running, out of breath, in danger, nothing. And so I just did not like how they gave her that. That's supposed to be a weakness and it did not play
any... Yeah, it barely feels like part of her character until they just want to remind you of it randomly.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like you forget she has asthma until she took a puff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's got asthma. I wonder if that... Nope. Does nothing with it. I'm like, if you're going to show her needing her inhaler, let her have a reason to need her fucking inhaler.
Yeah.
Like, but not just, oh, I feel short of breath. I'm just going to go over to the foyer and take a puff of my inhaler right now because I'm just at home. Like, there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I wrote that. That was dumb. Yeah, so, yeah, Scream 6 is in slot 4, but, I mean, it could have been slot 5. It could have been slot 6. Like, it's in the bottom. Because there was too much story-wise that I didn't, again, like you, I didn't care about the killers. We're avenging our Richie. What?
Dude, who gives a fuck about Richie?
And then Woodsboro is in California.
Yeah.
But Richie had this shrine in New York. Because this is supposed to be in New York, right? Scream 6?
Yeah.
So all of Richie's, Stab Shrine is just in this abandoned theater in New York this whole time, or did his dad bring it all there?
His dad had it put there because he put it in the names of
those two guys. So he brought it from California. Yeah. Okay, because I'm like, how the fuck was he maintaining this shrine if he was out in fucking California?
Yeah, he had it all put there.
Gotcha. Okay, that doesn't help the movie in ranking at all. But I didn't care about the killers. I hated Quinn.
Yeah,
hated Quinn. Ethan was just Ethan. I was like, oh, whoopty fucking do. Like,
Yeah, it's like the parody has become self-parody at this yes. point, because it's like they're revealed and then all of a sudden they're just wacky as shit. Yes.
We're maniacs, and it's like,
and we're all related to Richie, and there's this forced ass connection, and you're just,
he wanted to finish the movie. It should have been
something else. It should have.
It was dumb.
It was terrible.
It was dumb.
It was the most forced it's ever been, I felt.
Yeah.
Like the Richie connection just did not feel plausible.
Yeah.
It was just so much.
And they looked like they were from three different damn families. Like, they didn't even look related. I'm like,
and I hate to say it because I like Kirby, but they forced her into Kirby. This.
Look, I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about Kirby.
Yeah, I was like, it's cool. Like, okay, we confirm she's not dead from what happened in 3 and 4, but I don't know. I felt.
And then, like, you have to use dialogue to let us know where her connection is to this crew for her to even show up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, she was a senior when I was a friend. It's like, because we never saw, y'all weren't in a movie together until this, for us to know why she would even all of a sudden show up to investigate.
Yeah. I mean, it was still cool to see her, but I'm just I don't know.
Maybe that was a bit much. That, if you're going to bring her back, I needed it to make more sense.
Yeah.
So 6 was my number 4.
All
right. So now we're up to the top 3.
Top 3. So, at number 3, I have Scream 3. I used to be very lukewarm. I had a kind of a lukewarm response to Scream 3. But now it's grown on me a lot, because mainly, a big point of contention with Scream 3 amongst the fan community is that they felt like it was a little watered down, because this was released in 2000 after the Columbine shooting. Mm. So there was all this talk about, like, not wanting to make it as bloody, as violent, or whatever. And in some of the scenes, you could see, like, certain, there's a few moments where they kind of, like, cut away from some of the segments and stuff. And
watching it, yeah.
It's like, you know, for people that enjoyed that in the previous two movies, I mean, I could see how they, I guess, were a little let down by that element of it, but I think from a story standpoint, I like Scream 3 a lot, just for the added context that that it delivers in terms of just, like, the history around Sid's mom. Because really, I think in Scream 3, what you get is just the origin of a lot of what put things in place or set things in motion. And I think it goes in line with just the structure of trilogies. Like, trilogies that they have their stories kind of culminate in kind of just this third act where, like, there's a revelation that recontextualizes kind of everything that came before it. And I think it just fit, because we see kind of, like, the origins of Sid's mom's promiscuity was because of the casting couch culture in her industry. And it's what led her to kind of sleep around, and, like, led to the resentment Billy had because his mom stepped out of or just kind of walked away from her family because of his dad cheating. And it's like, you just see the snowball effect that was just generated from how predatory the industry was.
Yeah, I wrote a note that I was going to share, like, after we did the whole ranking, where I was like, basically, none of these movies would have existed if Sid's mom wasn't sleeping with everybody. Like, we would have no Scream if Sid's mom wasn't out there just sleeping with folks, because made Billy mad. He went mad. Seriously. And her mom went mad. His mom went mad.
Like, and it's like
her mom is the reason we have Scream all together.
And like that abandonment in Billy's household, like, it made him mentally unstable.
Exactly.
It started all this shit.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was actually really cool. I think it's one of the most underrated entries in the series. So I love Scream 3. I think it's written fairly well. I know like maybe the Roman reveal doesn't do a whole lot for people, but I think when it's revealed who he is,
yeah,
it adds a lot.
Yes, yes. So, I agree.
Yeah.
I
like Scream 3.
I like Scream 3 too. So it's not my number 3, actually. That's how much I like it.
Oh, okay.
My number 3 is Scream 4.
Okay.
I don't have any real notes down for Scream 4. I just wrote down, I wrote Cousin Killer, Celebrity, and Charlie. that's what I got. I mean, I don't have anything specific about it. I just know why the other two are my top two. And I know why the other three were my bottom three. So that's why Scream 4 had to go in slot 3. It was a well done movie. I didn't mind who the killers were. It came across a little unbelievable about how they were able to accomplish some of the killings, but I feel like that's just an element of Scream you accept. But I thought it was a better way to, keep Sid in the storyline. It wasn't like Scream 5 and a dumb way to bring her back. But like, she decided to write her own book and was, saving Woodsboro for her tour and all of that. I really don't have anything specific about this one. I know my reasoning for the other ones, and I didn't. I like how, it tried to bring in the motive of just like, people trying to chase their celebrities. Like, I'm not gonna amount to shit. How can I make myself famous? Oh, I know. I'll kill some people. Like, I want that, and especially when I'm related to somebody who has now got some notoriety off of
bad shit happening.
It's like, hey, maybe I can keep it in the family, and make it my thing. I liked Kirby in this movie, in Scream 4.
Yeah. Same.
I enjoyed her. I actually enjoyed Charlie until I found out he was the killer. But I liked his character.
I did too.
In there, I really didn't like how they were pushing so hard for you to want to think that it was old girl's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, okay, you're trying too hard, so I know it's not him.
Yeah.
Although he really gave you the vibes of like, man, you fucking did it.
Sure.
But yeah, so there's that. I did not like fucking Deputy Judy pissed me off in this movie. She was annoying. She was a sly little thing. She was funny, but I'm like, what are you doing, Judy? Like, you and them damn lemon squares. Like, what are you doing?
Ease into some of that Dewey.
Oh my gosh. So that.
Do the Dewey with Dewey.
Man. So she was not a favorite for me in there, but I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy how they used Sid and Gail. And how they kind of like went, how Gail went rogue because Dewey was like, you're not a cop. You can't help. And Gail's like, this is what I fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like to see Gail kind of get reinvigorated by going rogue here because she was kind of hitting like that block where she was trying to write and just didn't have the inspiration and motivation. And then this happens and you see her just kick right into gear. She's like, this is what drives me. So I did like those pieces of it. Trying to think, is this the one where Dewey got his ass kicked?
Yes.
Oh man. Like Dewey is
Jill put the boots on there, man.
Dewey is something else. I remember just just looking like, come on, Dewey. Like, you can't be the goddamn sheriff and you getting your ass beat by a teenager.
Come on, Dewey. I've been down before. Come on, Dewey.
Yeah. Like,
nope. Yeah, like, stay down, Dewey.
Just, yeah, he was not very helpful as sheriff in this movie. But I think it all went together well, and I did enjoy it, so I had to keep it, bring it to my top three at least.
Okay, cool. So, my number two is Scream 4. Is that movie. Yeah, I put Scream 4 at number two. It really could be, it could have been number one.
Really?
It could have been, but they would have had to have done something that I don't think they would have had the balls to do.
Which is?
So, well, the reason I love Scream 4 a lot is I think Jill's motivation is one of the best motivations that a Ghostface had.
Really?
I mean, we've had kind of renditions of kind of like Charlie's motivations, but I think Jill's in particular is I feel like it was ahead of its time, because we just live in a society where I know Jill specifically says, you know, for people to achieve notoriety, I mean, you don't need to be good at anything. You don't need talent. You just need fucked up shit to happen.
Yeah,
to
I like that they put that message in there.
And I think you can broaden it to, like, you know, some people don't even, I mean, they don't have to have, like, traumatic fucked up shit even happen to them. Like, they can
make it up.
You can just put bad in the world. And just be notorious for it. Like, you see how much just hate generates so much engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just be spewing lies, hatred, negativity, and you just get so much just attention around it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Scream 4 was kind of ahead of its time in that aspect, because it was like, that's where we were going, and that's ultimately where we are.
It's like, yeah, when did that one come out?
I want to say it was like 2010, maybe.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was really ahead of its time.
It was way ahead of its time, because that is exactly where we went. It's,
wow.
It's like you don't have to put out good. You just have to have some.
You just have to have done
some
something.
Shit around you.
Yeah,
and it's like the cameras come running, and I like that. You know, the movie didn't end where a typical Scream movie ends. Like, we have like an extended conclusion, like at the hospital. And I know how triggered you were, just how unrealistic.
Oh my god!
But
I didn't even talk about the ending of that shit. If I did, I probably would have bumped it down.
I know, man. The shit at the hospital is like, in terms of realism, it's unforgivable.
Like, they do hospitals terribly in Scream movies. Yeah. Nobody works in them.
Oh my god, it's just so barren, like, and unpopulated.
Nobody ever needs medical care in Woodsboro, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it's not active unless there's sunlight. Because, like, when it's dark, nobody's in the hallways.
No security, no custodial staff, nurses. If you needed a cup of water, could nobody help you?
But I will say, Scream 4 could have been number one if they let Jill get away with it.
What?
If she killed Sydney.
I wish they would. I would have put that shit down at the bottom.
It could have been number one.
I would have put that shit at the bottom if they did that.
Because then, like, you could have, like, did a five where we, like, already know a ghost face. And they could have just took. It could have went in a wilder direction, I feel like, following that.
That would have pissed me off. Because I hated her after I found out she was a killer.
If they let her get away with it, it would have just took it over the top. And had the balls to kill Sydney.
What?
That would have been like, whoa, what? Now y'all ain't playing. You know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't do that.
I know they wouldn't. Wow. But yeah, Scream 4 is my number two for
That's your number two.
Those reasons. I feel like it's not that far below number one for me. It's probably my personal favorite Scream movie.
Okay. All right. So, well, I'm thinking our lists are actually a little more similar than I was expecting. My number two is Scream 3.
Number two is Scream 3. Okay.
Yes. So, again, we've swapped.
Yeah. You had four at number three?
I had four at three.
Okay.
And I've got three at two.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's for a lot of the reasons you said, but it's up higher. I liked how this was the one that brought, like, how they brought Sid from out of hiding because she was, you know, rightfully tucked away in her little own setup witness protection type life. And so I like that. Hollywood is what brought her out of hiding and not Woodsboro, per se.
Yeah.
I don't know that she would have came out if it was happening in Woodsboro. She would have been like, fuck that. I liked the opening of this one, too, with Cotton.
Yeah, it was different.
It was different. Yeah. I like how... I'm trying to think. I wasn't writing notes at these watches, so now I'm just got to go off of memory. I liked how they let Randy have a little moment in there.
With the video. It felt organic, too. Like, it didn't feel very forced to me. Like, yeah. It felt like something Randy would realistically
The part that felt forced to me is how they got the tape, because I'm like, they just let his sister on set to, like, bring them the tape. That part felt forced. The tape itself and, like, him leaving it for them, I was like, that was a very Randy thing to do.
Yeah.
So I did like that they were able to kind of get some guidance from Randy from the beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the scene in the house, house set.
Yeah.
With Sid and Ghostface, I like how she kind of had to like face that trigger of seeing, you know, even though it was a set, like it was what she remembered of her trauma, mm-hmm. and she had to walk into that. And well, I don't think she had to walk. It all started with finding a damn hairbrush in the bathroom, which that part pissed me off, because I'm like, did you really have to go hunt her down to give her a fucking hairbrush? And then I'm like, and if you didn't hunt her down, then Ghostface wouldn't have, like, that just wouldn't have happened, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did like that it did happen for her to have to kind of be able to think past that and act fast, or Ghostface was going to get her ass. I liked Gail in this one, and I liked Mini Gail. She had like a pet Gail in this one. So I thought that was kind of funny for Gail, because she kind of got a taste of like how she probably was for other people,
mm-hmm.
as Gail Weathers trying to be in the mix solving shit. And it's like she's trying to be you for a role, and so like, yes, this is what you're like for people, Gail. Like, so I thought that was, I did like that there was kind of like the twos of people where she was like, no, she doesn't mean like me, Gail, or not me, who was the other character, not like Sid, but like Sid, like I'm Gail but not Gail, like that shit. I'm like, I kind of like that. I liked the reveal of Roman being the killer and how he was tied to the storyline.
Yeah. I do like that he was the director of the movie.
I do like that he was the director of the movie and her half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, like you, like how they brought in the history of her mom. Because at first I was like, what does her mom have to do with this? And why is this even, you know, being tied back to Sid? But then you get that backstory that takes you back to just how we even got Scream as a franchise at all, like you said, it started with her in Hollywood. So I thought that was clever that it was the half-brother who had all this knowledge that Sid didn't have about her own mom, and she was out here holding her mom probably up in this high regard, not realizing she had this whole other life that kind of set up everything that happened to her since Scream started. So I just thought that was just like a clever storyline to have. I thought that was, you know, a nice little element they had in there for something that's supposed to be just straight satire and whatever. So I just thought it was a well-done movie. I liked that it was not in Woodsboro, but they still managed to give you some Woodsboro feel because of the set. But that it was like on a Hollywood set, so it felt almost like you were getting like this behind-the-scenes Scream movie, like, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. It was happening on a movie set, but it's a movie that's happening in a movie set, you know, a movie within a movie type. Yeah. So it was a fun watch. I liked it. So I had to put it at number two because it did make me angry I liked the story.
The more I watch Scream 3, that's the one that keeps growing on me, man. Like, yeah.
I like that she had like her happy ending.
Yes, I do. I love the ending of Scream 3. Yeah. Like, I think it's like the perfect cap to Sid's story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, later on we do learn that she did end up with the Mark guy. Mm-hmm. Took me a second to, like, figure out who it was. I was like, they said she's married to Mark. Well, how are we supposed to know who Mark is? Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah. I mean, but you could see how that kind of, you know, stemmed from Scream 3. It didn't feel so just left field. But yeah, I love that she did get her happy ending and was on the track to some healing.
I love Scream 3, man. It grows on me more every year. All right, my number one. That only leaves.
Guess we got the same number one.
Scream. Man, there's not much I can say about this without sounding generic, honestly, because I remember when we had our Saw talk, I was saying I don't want to put one in the first spot just because it's the original.
Right.
And I feel like I didn't do that with Saw because I said the first Saw possessed something that the other ones just didn't have as much, which was just like the whole mystery box element.
Right.
And we kind of, you know, the revelations are happening as Adam and Gordon are finding more clues.
We're learning it.
And you just didn't have that as much after that. So I felt like there was merit in like putting that in the number one slot for that reason. With Scream, I don't have that. It's like Scream was first. It did it first. It was fresh.
The idea was just cool. I love that they were like, we're going satire with it.
Yeah,
and it was the first one to do it.
And it was just a cool ass concept.
Yeah.
And you know, they're making Scream without, you know, any blueprint for how to do that.
Right.
So it's like, I have to hold the first Scream up for that. And they executed it, I think, very well. I think the Billy and Stu reveal is, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, both of them act suspect as hell throughout the whole movie, but it's still like when the reveal happens.
Billy, I'm just like,
yeah, you dead dude.
Come on now. When that damn cell phone fell on the floor, I'm like, Sid, push him out the damn window. Like, come on now.
It's like, clearly.
He's
in on it. Stu, you could have been like, whatever.
He was just like, goofy. You know, you could have just played it up as like just him being fucking being Stu.
But they were great first Ghostface killers.
I agree.
there, especially like Stu.
And it was believable that they could, you know, get that they could have been the killers, like the way the killings took place. Yeah. You're not sitting here like, man, how the fuck did the two of them like execute this plan?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like it was believable that they could have done that, all the things that they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some of the shit, like in 4, I'm like, how the fuck did Jill do some of that shit as a killer?
Man, the one that's most egregious to me is 5. Like, Amber lifting up Dewey?
Yes!
Come on, bro.
Yes.
Like, no.
No fucking way.
Her little ass.
Exactly.
Like, lifting him up.
Like, what weights have you been lifting?
Stop. Yeah. That was just.
That shit.
Because that was clearly supposed to be her, because we saw Richie.
Yeah, Richie was with them on the elevator.
That's the worst one to me.
You know, I forgot about that. Yeah, never mind.
That's the worst one for me. Like, there's no fucking way. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what? It doesn't matter how much adrenaline is running through you.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Yeah, no. It was not believable.
Or at least if you're gonna have her kill Dewey, like, don't have her
pick him
that
up
kind of strength.
Yeah, that's, she can just stab him, twist the knife, shoot him something, but yeah, picking him up.
Like, yeah, y'all should have swapped him for that scene. Like, if it was Amber
Amber could have been there as the supportive friend.
Yeah. It's like, I could buy Richie doing that. Little ass Amber?
Yeah.
No.
That is a no for me.
Yeah. But Scream. It did it first. Scream hit it first.
You know, and the funny thing is, Scream's number one on my list, and it's the only one that I didn't put, like, a little keyword note next to, because it's kind of like you. It's like, it's because it's Scream.
It's
like,
Scream.
That's
man.
Why it's number one. Like, I couldn't even give it a little, like, quick little blurb of why. I'm like, my boyfriend's a killer. That's what I put as my reminder. I was like, my boyfriend's a killer, and then I wrote Billy and Stu, and I'm like, that's it. That's all you really need to know. That's why it's number one.
Because
it was just, it was the first to do it.
It
did it well.
Everything about it worked.
Yeah, I loved the motive. I loved all of the characters together. I loved who the reveals were. The satire was clever. Like, I love Randy. Fucking Randy was like my favorite. Oh, I love Dewey. Like, just the introductions to everybody. It's the OG, man. You just can't go wrong with the OG.
It's really that simple for me, man. I feel like I'm punking out, but it's like...
Yeah, this
really
is the second franchise where it's like the first one is number one, but I'm like, you can't... It's the OG.
Yeah, yeah.
It did it first, and it did well, so you reward it. Yeah, but no, Scream is my number one as well. For your same reasons, because they did it first.
Yeah, there was something, one last little thing I wanted to add, but I think Scream is still the one that holds up, and I don't think 4 did enough to put it above it.
Right.
Even though I like 4 a lot.
I liked 4 a lot, I liked 3 a lot. But
yeah, it is. I think 3 is kind of perceived to be the black sheep of the franchise, and I just don't think it deserves that at all. Especially when Scream 2 is so much worse. I don't know why people hold up Scream 2 like it's like.
I agree. Scream 2, weird. I could skip it.
Scream 2 is not sacred.
I could skip Scream 2 and be just fine.
Yeah. And, I think that list is pretty reflective of my exact thoughts. I don't think I felt the need to switch anything up.
I'm glad I moved 6 down to the bottom 3.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we didn't disagree too much as far as reasoning. I think I just countered some of what you said about 5, but I think generally your criticisms about it are valid because I had some of the same issues. I think just my biggest issue was Sydney just felt like a lazy inclusion. Or the way they chose to include her was, they could have done it with a little more finesse, I guess.
I agree.
So yeah,
this was another fun one.
It was, and
we did this one.
I don't know how I feel though about Scream 7.
I need to know more
because I don't know what they're gonna do because it's like Jenna Ortega's not coming back. Melissa Barrera, Sam, she's not in it.
Yeah, like who are going to be the subjects then? I don't know
what this story is.
Who's the ensemble then?
I know Sydney's back. They didn't confirm that Gail is back
yet. That's crazy.
There was talk about
Gail. How is Sid back? Like, so then who's the fucking ensemble?
I don't know what
this story is. Is it going to be Sid and her family?
And then, like, I don't know how you just dump those characters.
How do you just dump the twins after you didn't kill them?
They made a big deal about being
this cool four. Making sure they lived. Right. And they lived.
You're just, the next movie, they're just gone?
You have literally no core four at all?
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know what they do with it.
Yeah, I was like, are y'all doing some dumb shit? Or, like, going back in time or some shit? Like... doing some not full prequel shit, but like, are you jumping back somewhere of like, hey, while this was happening in New York, some shit's going down with Sid, or you know,
that would be kind of odd because this franchise hasn't done anything remotely like that before. Like, that would be kind of weird.
Well, while this was happening, Sid was also being watched or some shit.
I've never thought about that, but that is a possibility. That's
like some parallel timeline.
That's probably the one way they could do it without pissing people off. But it's like,
I don't know.
We had like all this ghost face shit going on concurrently.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would be so weird.
Especially like they've already talked up that like Sid saved her and Mark went to a blah blah. Yeah. Unless you're continuing it.
Yeah, because they did say that in Sid.
Unless you're continuing it and it's like someone found Sid. From the toxic fandom world or some shit, and now they're after her or whatever to avenge whatever. I don't know, but
yeah, you know what? There actually is a lot this series still can do.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
But boy, this is gonna be the real test because 6 to me kind of solidified that there ain't much else.
Yeah, they were grasping.
They really were for 6. I'm like, whoa. Because, like, the whole monologue thing is kind of what I look forward to at the end of Scream movies.
And I hated it.
I always look forward to it because, like, to me, that's where the themes are kind of crystallized. Mm-hmm. And we kind of get a sense of what the movie is really about.
Right.
And 6, it was just so underwhelming. I'm like, that's the best you got? We made people be mean to you? That's it?
Right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we made the internet.
And it was
we made the internet hate you, and it was so easy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was fucking dumb.
Yeah, that was weak sauce.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, that concludes our Scream ranking.
Scream chat. So, what are we going to do next?
We really should think about that. We'll find a franchise to do next. Just stay tuned. We'll make sure it's one where we can have interesting conversation. And, this is Rod signing off.
Rain saying goodnight.
Good night.